This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And the Captain.
And Mark.
Mark, you've been out of town. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I actually saw you the other day, but this is the first time I've actually sat down with you since. So.
I brought you contraband from Cuba.
You did indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so always good. Ransomware is increasing, it would seem. That's the main thing that I've seen today that was worth discussing, because I used to, deal with ransomware for a living, not giving it to people or anything like that, I want to be clear, but helping to prevent it and to remove it once it was on there.
You're a ransomware expert.
I don't know if I would say expert, but I'm very familiar with it.
All right.
Having dealt with a number of incompetent colleagues who kept allowing computers to become infected with ransomware, especially servers, and then having to go in and clean up the messes.
I would think you're the resident expert as far as in the studio tonight anyway.
So does that mean that if I get ransomware on my computer, should I pay them or not pay them?
It depends. Things have changed.
Okay.
Initially, there were 3 to 4 major ransomware people out there. CryptoWall was the biggest for a while, and they had a reputation for actually decrypting people's stuff if they were paid. Right? So obviously, you had a lot of copycats come in who just wanted to encrypt people's stuff and get payment and never actually decrypt it. So that poisoned the well for everybody, so to speak. So there's some chance now.
So the problem is that there's unscrupulous ransomware thieves.
Yes. That strangely enough, that is the problem.
All right. No honor amongst thieves.
No, there's not.
The first time I dealt with this, Bitcoin was $500 per at the time. So this was a while ago. And the amount of Bitcoin that we purchased ended up not being enough to cover the actual ransom, but they were still totally cool with it. They were okay, well, just give us what you purchased, the $497 or whatever.
Your ransom is negotiable?
It was.
Everything's negotiable.
I mean, sure, but a computer program, I would think, would be, sort of binary, right? Once you meet the criteria, then they turn the program off.
Poof.
Yeah.
Well, there was more human interaction with that. They had an actual support page that you could get to and contact them. Because I was hey, look, we're working on this. I had never bought Bitcoin before, and this was at a time when you had to use a site very similar to localbitcoins.com, except it wasn't localbitcoins.com. So I ended up wiring some money to Tel Aviv, Israel, and getting it was a
comforting.
Yeah, it took a while.
I mean, I know some legitimate companies that could take a page out of this ransomware thing, right? Have a legitimate support page that helps your customers out as you're trying to otherwise rape them for money.
Yeah. But,
it's not like the government doesn't do that.
They got the Bitcoin, and they emailed us the encryption key, the private key, and we ran the software, and it sure enough released all of their files. It was weird.
Sweet.
To experience it. The FBI was not happy about that.
That you paid?
Yeah, they're like, you shouldn't have paid these people. I'm like, well, were you going to sit there and decrypt their files?
No, the FBI wasn't going to do that.
No, of course they weren't. Because this was a business, a million-dollar-a-year business. They needed their
decryption. They needed it now.
And $500 for that was a bargain. But there's always that first response people have when they get hit with ransomware. Well, can't we decrypt it? People always want to go online and look for free decryption tools and things like that. It's sad and humorous having gone through that, watching people go through those various stages until they finally realize that, yep, they can pay the ransom or they can kiss their files goodbye.
It occurs to me that I don't know our ransomware or wares, whatever the plural is, are they cryptocurrency specific? Is there ransomware that doesn't demand crypto?
Not as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
Now, crypto really opened up ransomware. Ransoms of all sorts.
Bitcoin is no longer popular in the ransomware community because it's so easily traced and, you know, sinkholed by like Coinbase and things like that. So they instead prefer things like Monero and Zcash.
Privacy coins.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So that makes it a little bit trickier for people out there, you know, buying the coins in order to pay
these
ransoms.
You've got to buy the Bitcoin in order to get the other cryptos that they need to unlock. Yeah, it's gone from a one-step process to a two-step process.
Yeah.
But educating those people on cryptocurrency in the process.
It's true.
That's looking
true.
On the bright side. Right?
It was how I was. Well, I had been introduced to Bitcoin prior to that, but it was the first time I actually got involved with it and purchased some. So I guess it was a double-edged sword in that regard.
Bitcoin is the gateway crypto.
Of course, if you don't want to pay your ransom, you can always back up your files. That's rule number one in the IT world. But you'd be amazed how many IT security people out there, how many independent IT contractors don't back up their clients' files. So when they get hit with ransomware, they lose every single copy of those particular files. Or if they do back them up, it's in such a useless way that the backups themselves also become encrypted. So if you don't want ransomware, if you don't want to be some person who's 15 years of photos and videos with your kids and your pets have been encrypted, copy it over to a flash drive, disconnect that flash drive, and put it in your desk. And you are permanently protected from ransomware. It's really that simple, but no one ever does it. Then they get hit with ransomware, and they want $10,000 now because it's going to be a minimum of one Bitcoin or whatever. And it's just, all their stuff is gone. It sucks.
Yeah, it's what is the right price for people to pay in order to have their computer unlocked? Because if you somehow find a small business that has this million-dollar computer network, then they're ready to pay a lot more than $500. But the average
hospitals
person
have been hit for like $80,000 and things like that. Because, I mean, people's lives are on the line. They have to pay it.
Yeah. And whereas, you know, if you hit somebody's computer and ask for, you know, just their laptop or whatever, and you're asking them for $10,000, they're not going to be able to pay that, and they're not going to.
No.
So there's a right price. It's just figuring that out.
I don't want to help them with that, though.
No.
And I could see, like, something like a hospital, right? You know, they want to get it paid and over with as soon as possible because they have to worry about the state, of course, because folks will begin to sue if they don't, right? If any treatment is delayed or what have you, they're going to hold the hospital liable. And, of course, you know, all of the legislation that's in place that allows folks to be sue happy, you know.
Speaking of states, a large number of city and state governments have been hit with various ransomwares. And that's been, you know, I'm not a fan of ransomware, but if you're going to do it, a state computer is funnier than a non-state computer.
I would agree that it's funnier.
I heard of a government organization that had fought or was attempting to fight the ransomware infection. And, like, I mean, they just basically allowed it to be and, like, tried to find workarounds for it. And it went on for maybe years. Does
really?
This ring a bell?
I think it was the city of Boston that was at some point during this year targeted with ransomware, and it just became a total mess where more than 50% of their computers were
just encrypted. Kept on replicating itself.
Wow.
Which is unusual behavior for ransomware. Usually it just gets on there, it changes your desktop to let you know how to pay them, it adds a bunch of shortcuts everywhere, it encrypts your files, and then it normally deletes itself. And there's no actual trace of the program itself, because if it didn't, then you could, in theory, reverse engineer the encryption key if you had a copy of the program.
I see. Well, how does it delete itself? I mean, where's it go? Like, double deletes itself? Because a deletion just, you know, ends up kind of there without, you know, some kind of marker to find it.
I don't know
okay.
The answer to that. I'm not versed enough in it. I know they don't send it just to the recycle bin, but with Windows, they also delete the shadow volume copies, which is sort of a restorable clone image of your computer so that you can't do system restores and things like that. So I imagine
it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah.
These are some clever people.
They are. To give them credit where it's due, evidently they've made hundreds of millions of dollars in the past years doing this. I'm not a fan of it, but, you know, again, the best way to protect yourself is to actually copy your files onto a flash drive and disconnect it.
I have often wondered, like, with the crypto anarchy movements, you know, why there aren't more sort of overt crypto attacks on things like state agencies.
You mean like ransomware?
Yeah.
Because I don't want crypto to be too closely tied with ransomware, you know. It wouldn't be a crypto attack. It would be a ransomware attack.
Right, right.
And they could just simply pay that ransom with crypto. But crypto has a lot of clean uses. What do you think about ransomware? 855-450-3733. Have you been hit with it? 855-453.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like using our toll-free number of 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And the Captain.
And Mark.
And if you want to join liberty-minded individuals, voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians from June 29th until July the 5th, then you need to come up to Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire for ForkFest 2020. It happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, so no one is in charge, which also means there is no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground again from June the 29th until July the 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning on attending, or if you're planning an event, sorry, for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum, also unofficial. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party if you would like to check it out. It's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it this year.
Yeah, me too.
You haven't made it to a ForkFest, right?
I will be popping my proverbial cherry.
Very cool. I've been to all of them, and I'm looking forward to this one more so than I've looked forward to any of the others. So that should say a lot. Last year was incredible.
Yeah, I think it's going to be bigger than ever because now it's after the Porcupine Freedom Festival rather
than that's going to be an interesting thing, man.
Yeah.
ForkFest 4, the flippening. So, Captain, you have a story about AI doing interesting things.
I do. I was really stoked when I read this article. I'm a anti-censorship person. I'm a pro-free speech type person. And I always sort of look to that's the Buckminster quote. I can't remember about, it, you know, instead of trying to fight what is, build a better way around it, right?
Okay.
I'm paraphrasing the quote, but that's
instead of trying to fight the wall, figure out a way around it.
Yeah, build a better way instead of, you know, trying to fight or tear down what exists is essentially the sentiment. So I happened upon this article from TechExplore.com. The title is New Artificial Intelligence System Automatically Evolves to Evade Internet Censorship. And I thought, this is interesting. We've had some callers, you know, talk about traveling to places where the internet is censored. And I thought, I wonder if this applies. The article goes, internet censorship by authoritarian governments prohibits free and open access to information for millions of people around the world.
Oh, billions. It's everyone on the planet. The United States, no exception.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the U.S. is certainly guilty. I mean, I would say China is known for it, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, it still makes me angry when I go to YouTube to watch something and this content has been blocked in your country.
Yeah.
Like, this is the United States. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. Or on Facebook and something's covered up, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
so
obnoxious.
They put a little gray frame over something and you have to click to see what's behind it.
At least you can click to see what's behind it.
That's true. And attempts to evade such censorship have turned into a continually escalating race to keep up with the ever-changing, increasingly sophisticated internet censorship. Censoring regimes have had the advantage in that race because researchers must manually search for ways to circumvent censorship, a process that takes considerable time, right? Obviously, you know, they're behind the ball, right? They have to be reactive.
You can't invent a workaround for something that has not been invented. So the people who are inventing the things that do the censorship have the upper hand.
Yeah, sort of the first mover advantage.
Yeah.
They put the roadblock out, and then people have to figure out how to get around the roadblock as a reaction to it.
I've been shocked about the success people are having in getting around the Great Firewall of China, because evidently all it takes is a VPN, and VPNs aren't uncommon or complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can set up and use a VPN in seconds.
Yeah.
So I'm amazed that China could put out a tool that is ultimately so ineffective at doing its one job.
Well, this article goes into, sort of how this particular item circumvents all of that type of censorship. New work led by the University of Maryland computer scientists could shift the balance of the censoring race. The researchers developed a tool called Geneva. It's short for genetic evasion, which automatically learns how to circumvent censorship tested in China, India, and Kazakhstan. Geneva found dozens of ways to circumvent censorship by exploring gaps in censors' logic and finding bugs that the researchers would say would have been virtually impossible for humans to find manually. right? So even though there are people who are looking for ways around this stuff, you know, humans are humans. They miss stuff. They get by. Stuff gets by them. But this apparent technology...
It's always looking for bugs.
Always looking for bugs. It's always on. It's always trying to do more.
So the sensors are likely to create an AI that will fix these bugs once it identifies them.
That would be what I would do if I were a sensor, but let's not give them any ideas.
Good point.
With Geneva, we are for the first time at a major advantage in the censorship arms race, said Dave Levin, an assistant professor in computer science at UMD and senior author of the paper, Geneva Represents the First Step Toward a Whole New Arms Race in Which Artificial Intelligence Systems of Sensors and Evaders Compete with One Another. So it sounds like they've already sort of anticipated the sensors also evolving this technology to get their way. Ultimately, winning this race means bringing free speech and open communication to millions of users around the world who currently don't have them, which, I mean, that's what I'm all about, right? All information on the Internet is broken into data packets by the sender's computer and reassembled by the receiving computer. One prevalent form of Internet censorship used by authoritarian regimes works by monitoring the data packets sent during an Internet search. The sensor blocks requests that either contain flagged keywords, such as Tiananmen Square in China, for example, or prohibited domain names, such as Wikipedia in many countries. When Geneva,
Wikipedia is...
Yeah, because it's user, right? User updates, right? Folks can just go on and update as long as they...
I guess I'm just surprised, yeah.
I mean, it is pretty fast, right? I've seen Wikipedia update like seconds after something happens. You know,
that's true.
There are people who like make it their life's mission to update the wiki of everything. You know,
they are busy, losers, busy folks.
So when Geneva is running on a computer that is sending out web requests through a sensor, Geneva modifies how data is broken up and sent so that the sensor does not recognize forbidden content or is unable to censor the connection. I have to assume this is similar to like a magnet file when you're downloading, you know, files from file sharing sites. Instead of getting the whole file from one source, it gets bits and pieces of the file from many different sources and then reassembles it. It sounds like a very similar application.
Sounds like Voltron.
It's Mecha.
It sounds like it's scrambling it, is how I'm picturing it.
Yeah.
You know, it gets a search for Tiananmen Square, and it, you know, basically plays word jumble with it and searches for that or puts it back together on the other side?
Well, known as a genetic algorithm, Geneva is a biologically inspired type of artificial intelligence that Levin and his team developed to work in the background as a user browses the web from a standard Internet browser. Like biological systems, Geneva forms sets of instructions from genetic building blocks. But rather than using DNA as building blocks, Geneva uses small pieces of code individually. The bits of code do very little, but when composed into instructions, they can perform sophisticated evasion strategies for breaking up, arranging, and sending of the data packets. So it sounds exactly like what we all just discussed.
855-450-3733.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three more days of public hearings are expected this week in the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio says this whole entire process has been unfair.
What we're going to do is focus on getting the truth out, and it's not as easy for our side. These are all Adam Schiff's witnesses, all the depositions that he did in the secret hearing, all the selective leaks they had. He can call witnesses when he wants. He even stopped us from asking questions.
Yeah, and
when we asked Colonel Vindman who he talked to after the July 25th call, a guy subpoenaed by Congress to answer congressional questions, and only Adam Schiff got to ask the questions he wanted.
Jordan speaking there on Fox News. A deadly shooting outside a Duncan, Oklahoma Walmart is being called a double murder-suicide. Duncan Police Chief Danny Ford says a suspected shooter fired multiple times at the car before turning the gun on himself. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Captain Kickass,
and Mark.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, bank transfer, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. And after the trade completes 7 days later, the keys to those chats are destroyed. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Significantly better than the other site, especially now that that other site has gone kind of off the rails with its KYC and identity verifications. Yes.
I didn't know.
It's so disappointing, really, to, you know, I would think that cryptocurrency, as expansive as it has become, would be more about evading KYC and all that kind of thing. But that doesn't seem to be the case yet.
No, it seems to be going the other direction.
I haven't been on it lately, and I've nowhere near the tier necessary to have the full KYC requirements on my accounts. But from what I've seen, I mean, they're putting people through the ringer, man. It's obscene,
yep.
Really. So anyway, we're talking about AI. That's artificial intelligence for those who have somehow never heard the term before. And it's evolving, which I think is probably the distinguishing feature of an AI, is its ability to adapt and evolve.
Indeed.
To help people bypass sensors, particularly government sensors.
Right, and these guys at the University of Maryland have developed this thing called Geneva, which is an AI that does exactly that. It circumvents censorship of authoritarian regimes, which makes it really cool in my book.
It is very cool. Unfortunately, it's, as the article points out, it's going to lead to a sort of arms race where the censors conceive their own AI. Certainly won't go, you know, Skynet on us. Absolutely not. While the people out there trying to bypass the censor get build better and better AIs themselves.
It's an arms race.
It is.
Yeah, it sounds like it. The article goes on to talk about Geneva evolves its genetic code through successive attempts or generations. With each generation, Geneva keeps the instructions that work best at evading censorship and kicks out the rest. Geneva mutates and crossbreeds its strategies by randomly removing instructions, adding new instructions, or combining successful instructions and testing the strategy again. Through this evolutionary process, Geneva is able to identify multiple evasion strategies very quickly. This completely inverts how researchers typically approach the problem of censorship, said Levin, who holds an appointment in the University of Maryland Institute for Advanced Computer Studies. Ordinarily, we identify how a censorship strategy works and then devise strategies to evade it. But now we let Geneva figure out how to evade the censor, and then we learn what censorship strategies are being used by seeing how Geneva defeated them. So it's a little bit of a, you know, a leg up on the methodology for getting around censors. The team has tested Geneva in the laboratory against mock censors and in the real world. This is the part that interested me the most. Against real censors. In the lab, researchers developed censors that functioned like those known from previous research to be deployed by autocratic regimes. Within days, Geneva identified virtually all the packet manipulation strategies that had been discovered by previously published work. To demonstrate that Geneva worked in the real world against undiscovered censorship strategies, the team ran Geneva on a computer in China with an unmodified Google Chrome browser installed. By deploying strategies identified by Geneva, the user was able to browse free of keyword censorship. The researchers also successfully evaded censorship in India, which blocks forbidden URLs, and Kazakhstan, which was eavesdropping on certain social media sites at the time. In all cases, Geneva successfully circumvented the censorship.
That's awesome to hear.
And a round of applause, right? You know, if we had a button, you know, I'd be a clap, clap, clap in the background, because you know, the Internet, back in the day, I mean, I'm older than the Internet, it was the Wild West, right? And the first rule of the Internet was don't put your name or your address, you know, none of your, you know, personal identifiable information on the Internet. And then somehow that changed.
Yep. Now we're calling now we're calling these people strangers to our house to pick us up in their cars.
Indeed.
It's a wild world.
It's crazy.
The article continues, currently the evade and detect cycle requires extensive manual measurement, reverse engineering, and creativity to develop new means of censorship evasion.
I think the time scale on Geneva's action is particularly impressive because it took just a few days for it to identify all of the known mechanisms by which people in these censored areas are bypassing their censorship.
Yeah.
While, you know, that took human beings years to figure out some of those.
Well, and like back in the day, too, folks would say things like, oh, you know, technology is going to move so fast in the next 20 years. You know, all of the technology we've had up until now, we're going to double that in the next 20 years or whatever it is.
And they're telling us that people aren't going to have jobs in 20 years. So
I've been kind of waiting to feel that sort of surge of technology. Bitcoin is probably the start of that, I think. That's a major, you know, sort of like television was invented, right?
I mean, you're literally holding that technology in your hand, though.
I am, but it still doesn't seem like it's going quite that fast, right? It's faster for sure, but I don't feel like the last 10 years we've seen, you know, the last 50 years of technological advancement, right? It doesn't feel like that to me. Now, maybe that's because I'm living it, and, you know, as a human, my time construct is a little, you know, jaded or,
sure.
You know.
Sure, takes longer for you to realize it, yeah.
I don't know. You have access to just about all of the information known to any human being in the world at your fingertips. If that's not an enormous leap forward, especially, you know, versus 1999 or whatever, when people were using AOL dial-up and things like that.
Yeah. Ask Jeeves.
I feel like there's on some topics, there's so much information you can't know what's true. Like, for instance,
global warming?
Global warming, 9/11, you pick. that there's just no way to know what's true and what's false about any given topic. You just kind of have to read some stuff and determine your own opinion, and that opinion is either going to be right or not going to be right, and you know, you're going to stick by whatever the hell you came up with anyway, because that's what people do.
Global warming is the issue I go to on that, because so much of the information on all sides has been doctored and lied about, and researchers on all sides have been lying, and there have been so many doomsday prophecies, and then the other side saying, oh, none of this is even happening, it's all in your head, and it's been muddled to the point where it's impossible to find out the actual truth.
Supposedly, the polar bear population is going up. When, you know, I'm sure you saw the video of the starving polar bear running around eating like fluff out of couches in order to survive. Well, anyway, there's a pathetic looking polar bear out there, that video of him eating the insides of a couch because he couldn't find anything else to eat. But that's
why he would have found the inhabitant who was using that couch before he ate the couch.
Well, the couch was just garbage thrown out someplace. It was going through a dump. You know, he was a bad hunter, and that's kind of how nature works, right? Like, you know, wild animals, people think that they're living in this, you know, that everything's free and Thumper and Bambi and all that stuff. No, being a wild animal means being on the verge of starvation almost all the time.
This is equally true of human beings as well. We just worked out this economic system that we call the free market that allows us to be
productive. Makes things go a lot better.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, animals don't have that.
Sort of off topic, I had a dog once, a puppy that I was raising, and she ate a sofa of mine.
She ate a sofa?
I came home from work one day. I had a sort of a basement apartment, and I came home from work one day, and it looked like a large creature had taken a bite out of the middle of the sofa, but there was stuffing everywhere. I mean, and she was just sitting there, like, all happy, big look on her face, and I could only laugh. It was so hilarious. She just sat there, like, hey, look what I did.
What do you do?
Got a new couch.
Puppy.
Got a new couch.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on artificial intelligence? Is Skynet coming? Do we have to be concerned? 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord call-in lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill. Only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee. At GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
I am Groot.
And Mark.
And I want to tell you about the Edge wallet, because it's the cryptocurrency mobile wallet that I use more than any other. It will buy.
Same here.
It will let you buy, sell, trade, and securely hold many cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Monero, and I could keep going, but I don't remember any others that I know it supports. Dash, absolutely.
Yeah, no wallet will support every cryptocurrency out there, because there's a lot of tiny little cryptos, but probably any crypto that you want to get an Edge wallet will be there.
That is by far Coinomi's biggest problem, and why Edge is so much better. Coinomi supports all kinds of crap that nobody wants. It just clutters things up, especially for new users, right? They want to find out all about the Bitcoin, so they install a wallet, and they're immediately hit with this list of 500 different cryptocurrencies, a lot of which are just spinoffs of Bitcoin.
That's junk.
And they don't know the difference.
Yeah, in preparation for our crypto Sunday social gathering thing, there was some question as to whether or not a Bitcoin Cash would be accepted because of an upgrade to the AnyPay system. And so I just went into my Edge wallet. I transduced some Bitcoin Cash into Dash just to be prepared so I could buy my meal with crypto.
The Bitcoin Cash is working.
Yeah,
again.
It is, and it was when I got there. But just in case, right, somebody in one of the chat rooms was like, hey, this might be a thing. I'm like, that's fine. At somebody else's suggestion, I just transduced really quickly. It took literally 3 minutes for me to turn some BCH into some Dash.
Yep. Yeah, because the Edge wallet supports that natively. I think it uses Shapeshift, Changely, and a few others. It tries to get you the best rates on that. So go check it out. You can find it at edge.app. It uses a tagline of secure your freedom. It's been going since 2014, so they're not likely to go anywhere anytime soon. You can find it on the iOS and Android stores. Again, that's edge.app if you want to find out more about it. So AI has interesting implications for cryptocurrency, especially in a world that has presumably quantum computing.
Well, and just to sort of finish off the article, there's only a couple extra paragraphs here. It gets even cooler. The researchers plan to release their data and code in hopes that it will provide open access to information in countries where the internet is restricted. And I'm all about that. Please release the code. Let it be open source. Let other people develop around it. All that kind of a thing.
So they're giving, essentially, they're giving this AI to people affected in these heavily censored countries.
Yeah. The team acknowledges there may be many reasons why individuals living under autocratic regimes might not want to be able to install the tool on their computers. However, they remain undeterred. The researchers are exploring the possibility of deploying Geneva on the computer supplying the blocked content known as the server. So they want to deploy it at the server level rather than on the computer searching for the blocked content, the client. That would mean websites such as Wikipedia or the BBC could be available to anyone inside countries that currently block them, such as China and Iran, without requiring the users to configure anything on their computer.
It's a big deal.
Right? Put it in the cloud, and then you can't go around and, say, bust somebody for having this illegal code or whatever on their actual machine because it exists in, quote, the cloud, unquote.
Right.
Well, they would still get busted for accessing, you know, disallowed content.
Sure, sure. But if it says if Geneva can be deployed on the server side and work as well as it does on the client side, then it could potentially open up communications for millions of people. That's an amazing possibility, and it's the direction we're pursuing, according to this guy, Levin.
Sounds awesome. I would love
to. So you mentioned quantum computers?
Yes.
Now, I don't even know if these things, I mean, I keep keeping an eye on them.
Google claims they have invented one.
Well, there's a lot of definitions of quantum computers. So they have a computer that is running outside of time.
Why would it be running outside?
Isn't that what a quantum computer does? Is it sort of operates in a way that doesn't take time into consideration? Like it's just things can be instantaneous?
I don't know if I agree or disagree with that particular descriptor. But basically, the way classic computing works is every state is either on or off, right?
Sure.
The distinction with quantum computing is that it can be far more than just on and off. It could also be like A, B, C, D, or E.
Well, what is A, B, C, or D, or E? What are these things?
Well, just different states,
okay.
Neither on nor off. You could say, okay, well, it's open, you know, an eighth of an inch or a quarter of an inch or a half an inch or whatever.
And what's that allow computing to do?
To be more flexible, and because it's quantum computing, it can be all of those states simultaneously. So it's exponentially faster than anything we've ever
done. That's the idea, is that it's supposed to be super-duper fast.
Right.
But
I don't know. How they do this is so beyond me that I don't want to say anything ridiculous.
Okay.
But it's extremely complicated, and it's got some really smart people working on it.
Yeah.
But,
well, computers changed the world over the course of 60 years or something in amazing ways.
Absolutely.
You know, you go from this giant thing that fills a room that basically does the job of a calculator to this tiny thing that we carry around in our pocket, which has access to all the world's knowledge and can, you know,
and can bring you all the cat pics that you want.
Yeah, right, and turns out there's a calculator involved in that, too. Miss C-Card?
Oh, dude.
You told me that there wouldn't be a calculator in my pocket all the time?
Miss Kane, yep. All the teachers.
You'll never be able to carry a calculator with you wherever you go. You've got to learn this really complicated math.
And then, look, I've got a calculator in my pocket wherever I go.
All the time.
Evidently,
and if you want a scientific calculator, it's right there.
Evidently, quantum computing worries some Bitcoin people because the quantum computers will be so much more efficient that they're able to crack encryption keys within seconds.
But presumably, if there's a quantum computer, there will be then, like right around the corner, quantum encryption.
Ah, yeah, quantum Bitcoin. You're not wrong, and the arms race starts anew.
QBC, quantum Bitcoin.
Well, evidently, Google's AI might kill, well, not just Google's AI, but Google might kill Bitcoin after all.
Okay.
According to Forbes, the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency industry was spooked earlier this year by reports that Google had achieved so-called quantum supremacy, which could potentially break Bitcoin's cryptography, as we were just discussing.
I'm sorry, is this a recent article?
Yes.
Okay.
It came out today.
So this hasn't quite made it onto BitcoinIsDead.com?
Probably not.
Okay.
So, but now, Google is partnering with U.S. banking giant Citigroup, and they're planning to launch its own fully-fledged smart checking
bank accounts via Google Pay, evidently, according to Forbes, putting pressure on Bitcoin developers to improve user experience and adoption or face redundancy.
Well, that's a good thing.
Sure, competition's good.
Pressure's good.
My experience with Google Pay is that it's a great avenue to be paid when I sell cryptocurrency so that I can make a profit and then acquire more cryptocurrency.
I've never seen anybody use Google Pay. That doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. I'm sure it does.
It's got about 11 million users worldwide.
What does a user mean?
I don't know.
Right. They've got the app downloaded?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't really necessarily even have to download the app in order to use it. It's very cool. It's sort of like what Android Pay was supposed to be, except now it's Google Pay. Of course, Google has a long history of ideas that didn't quite work out. First
right.
among them being Google Plus. Do either of you remember that nightmare?
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember it. I don't know if it was a nightmare.
A nightmare for Google.
I knew a few people who switched over completely to Google Plus. Like, this is we're switching off of Facebook. We're using Google Plus. And then, you know, a couple years later, they're back.
I was so excited to get my invite. Remember, you had to be invited to Google Plus at first. Right? They were like, oh, no, we got to make it seem special somehow.
Google Glass.
Google Glass, yep, another
Google one. Voice isn't really, I mean, it exists, but it never turned into what they wanted it to turn into.
Yeah.
Well, Forbes isn't wrong to say that pressure needs to be put on developers to improve user experience, but that's not really on Bitcoin developers as much as it is, you know, wallet developers. Bitcoin isn't a wallet. I don't think they understand that. There is no UI for Bitcoin.
What's UI?
User interface.
Okay.
But they're planning a bank account thing, which I'm not even sure how that's supposed to compete. Oh, we have this giant mega corporation going to release a banking system, and it's going to totally compete with cryptocurrency.
Wham! Bitcoin's dead.
Yeah.
It was as though we didn't have international banks prior to Google getting involved.
Exactly.
You know.
And the whole point of cryptocurrency is to be decentralized in a way and out of the control of these mega corporations like Google. So, once again, Bitcoin is dead. Google is going to kill it. Their quantum computer is going to make a bank account, and everybody's going to forget Bitcoin. 855-450-3733.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.